If you can see the object at the front of the baby's mouth, try to remove it. Important! Don't poke blindly with your fingers. You could make things worse by pushing the object in further. Note! The baby may try to cough. If the choking is mild, this might clear the obstruction. If this is the case, the baby may cry and should then be able to breathe effectively. If the obstruction is not cleared, shout for help and follow the steps below. 1. Back blows. Lay the baby along your arm, face down, with the head below the chest. Give up to 5 firm back blows between the shoulder blades with the heel of your hand. Check between each blow and stop if you clear the obstruction. Ask someone to call 999 or 112 for emergency help. If you are alone and have a mobile phone, use the speaker function if you can do this at the same time as giving treatment. 2. Chest thrusts. If the obstruction is not cleared, turn the baby over to face you and lower the head below the level of the chest. Give up to 5 chest thrusts. Note, these are similar to the chest compressions we use for CPR, but sharper and delivered at a slower rate. Keeping the baby's head low, check between thrusts and stop if you clear the obstruction. Important! Never perform abdominal thrusts on a baby as you can cause serious damage to internal organs. Call out or send for help if it is still not available. 3. Keep repeating back blows and chest thrusts. If the obstruction is not cleared, continue the cycle of back blows and chest thrusts. Important! If the baby becomes unresponsive, start CPR. Airway opening. When you open the airway to give rescue breaths, look to see if there is anything in the mouth. If an object is seen, attempt to remove it with a single finger sweep. Do not attempt blind or repeated finger sweeps. Rescue breaths. Attempt 5 rescue breaths. Assess the effectiveness of each breath. If a breath does not make the chest rise, reposition the head before making the next attempt. Proceed immediately to chest compressions, regardless of whether the breaths are successful, and perform CPR. Chest compression and CPR. Continue the cycle of 2 breaths and 30 compressions until help arrives. If the baby regains consciousness and is breathing effectively, place them in the recovery position and monitor breathing and conscious level whilst awaiting the arrival of the ambulance. Watch this video to see the process being demonstrated.